Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More on the price discovery conversation of the cattle industry with Ethan Lane in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,800 head will be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,600 wean calves, and more. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
The topic of price discovery, adequate negotiated sales, a hot topic for the U.S. cattle industry right now. Ethan Lang with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says his organization very much engaged in trying to come up with a voluntary approach to make sure we get adequate price discovery and at the same time, maximum value back to cattle producers for the animals they are selling. Ethan Lang says price discovery is more than just cash cattle trade.
We want authentic negotiated trade. What we don't want is, you know, to say cash and just say we need more cash trade, because we've already seen sort of some of those things play out in some of these regions where, you know, what you're getting is the packers essentially saying, look, the countryside is telling us we need to buy more on cash. So even though we've got a formula deal with you, we're only going to buy half your cattle on formula and the other half are cash. And oh, by the way, here's your cash bid. We don't want that. We want true negotiated trade. That's how you're going to have real price discovery. So that means making sure that we're creating opportunity for there to be value for both buyer and seller, whether that's negotiated grid, more use of negotiated grid, you know, bid the grid. That concept has been explored pretty extensively by this working group. The goal here has been to create some tools that actually incentivize that negotiated trade. That's how you keep this market moving. Government mandates and sort of a gun to the head directive that you must transact a certain amount of these cattle in a certain way isn't going to give us the authentic negotiation that the industry needs. So our goal has been to try to find some ways to build a structure of expectation. This is what the industry thinks is needed to get that robust trade that we all are seeking. And then let's work on some tools to make sure that we're getting that done. And let's make sure that the packers have responsibility for their end too. You know, because what they've been telling us is, hey, we'll buy cattle however you want to sell them. But we've got producers coming to us telling us they want these formulas and grids.
Ethan Lane says that the dictates that came out of the summer business meeting in Denver earlier this year will continue to be reviewed regularly by the industry going forward for the foreseeable future.
We will be continuing to look at this every quarter moving forward in arrears. So we're talking to USDA. We're trying to ensure that the right reports are coming out of USDA so that we can assess this trade, so that we can assess packer participation in these different regions. You know, obviously, we want to make sure we're respecting confidentiality and working with those requirements at USDA, but we need to be able to look holistically at this picture and make sure that we've got enough players in the marketplace and enough true negotiated trade to give us that price discovery. So that's going to be our focus moving forward, and this group will stay intact and be looking at this on a rolling quarterly basis moving forward and determining each quarter how the marketplace is doing as far as improving those numbers.
NCBA's Ethan Lane, now the chair of that working group that has made this recommendation back to the Live Cattle Marketing Committee, as well as to the membership of NCBA, was Jerry Bond, president-elect of NCBA and a feedlot operator out of the state of Kansas. He says the six members of that subgroup worked hard to come up with the regional trigger plan.
The process went very, very well. We all came in with different ideas, and you know, even the discussion in Denver got kind of heated at a time or two, but this group was able to come together and compromise. And one other thing I'd like to say is that we're going to put this in effect as of January 1 of 2021. So we will be reviewing it every quarter in arrears. So in early April of 2021, the group will come back together and we will take a look and evaluate how the trigger program was met during the first quarter of 2021. So that'll give your listeners an idea of when the first evaluation process will take place.
Jerry Bond on the plan to try to develop more price discovery within the beef cattle industry on a voluntary basis. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.